This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is the Quran and the fasting. Subhanallah, it is so apt to talk about the Quran and Siyam, fasting, in the month of Ramadan. Because indeed, Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Ramadan is the month of fasting. They are too tightly connected with each other. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this month of Ramadan to reveal the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It was the month of Ramadan in which Allah Rabbul Izzah, He sent down the glorious Quran. And this is the month Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, so if you witness this month, then you must fast. So this is the month of the Quran and fasting. What is really needed, my brothers and sisters, is to engage yourself consciously with the Quran. Understand that the purpose of the Quran is to guide us in our lives. The purpose of the Quran is to bring blessings in our lives. The purpose of the Quran is to ensure that we succeed fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the hereafter. The purpose of the Quran is to get us ourselves closer to the Quran. That's the objective of the Quran, subhanallah. So this is the month in which Allah Rabbul Izzah facilitates us by opening the doors of Jannah, by closing the doors of Jahannam, by chaining the shayateen, and facilitate us to ensure that we get closer to the glorious Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He talks about Siyam in the month of Ramadan, which is an obligation, fasting. This is again a beautiful ibadah that will help us to refrain from that which is bad, that develops the sense of piety and consciousness and taqwa. And that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked the objective of fasting with taqwa. As Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may gain consciousness and taqwa of Allah. My brothers and sisters, remember, the glorious Quran and the fasting, they both will come on the day of judgment as an intercession, as the acts that can intercede for those who engages themselves in the night of the Quran, with the Quran, and who engages and observed their fasting in the day. So these two, you know, beautiful ibadat will come, recitation and reflection on the Quran and observation of the fasting on the Day of Judgment, and their intercession will be accepted. So my brothers and sisters, let's take advantage of this beautiful month of Ramadan and get us tightly connected with the Quran and develop the sense of consciousness through our siyam, through our fasting. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the importance and help us and enable us to focus on the Quran and Siyam, and help us to gain the intercession of Quran and Siyam on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Muhammad bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.